7:07, we have partly cloudy skies and 26 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be clear to partly cloudy here today with a high of 40. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In area news, Audubon County Sheriff Todd Johnson says an Exira man just released from the Cass County Jail on Monday was arrested again on an outstanding warrant out of Audubon County. 44-year-old Mark Wayne Riddle was taken into custody on a charge of failure to appear on a driving while barred charge. Riddle was being held in the Audubon County Jail on $2,500 bond, and he's scheduled to appear in court December 26th. The sheriff also said no injuries were reported following two separate accidents Monday morning in Audubon County. The first occurred at around 7:30 on Highway 44 near Heron Avenue. Johnson said 51-year-old Sandy Jean Anderson of Audubon was traveling west on Highway 44 when she lost control of her vehicle on the icy curb. The 2005 Subaru slid sideways into the north ditch, went over a field drive, and rolled several times. Damage to the car was estimated at $10,000. The second accident Monday morning happened about a half an hour later on Highway 173 near 280th Street. The sheriff said 64-year-old Marcia Louise Nelson of Kimbleton was traveling south on Highway 173 when she lost control of her 2001 Chrysler on an icy curb. The vehicle rolled over after entering the east ditch, sustaining $5,000 in damage. News time is 7:08.
This is Rick Tasto with Lindeman Tractor at Atlantic. If you drove by our lot, you can see that we've been doing a lot of trading on planters. We've got several used planters on hand, and we've taken advantage of the discounts that Kinsey offered, so we've got a good selection of new planters to pass along the savings to you. If you're looking to upgrade your planter, stop in and see one of us here at Lindeman Tractor, your Kinsey dealer in Atlantic.
This is Jay from Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic. We've got a good selection of late model trade-in combines. Traded for a lot of good used late model combines as well. We've got some holdover 2011 Tier 3 New Holland combines. Get in here and take advantage of the low rate financing or take the cash discounts. Or you can look into pre-order discounts for Tier 4 for your combine next year. No matter what size your operation, whether it be big or small, we'll find a bigger or better model to suit your needs. Call us today at Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
The Atlantic Police Department reported recently that three people were arrested on separate charges. This past Monday, 29-year-old Jason Prescott of Atlantic was arrested on a charge of fifth-degree theft or shoplifting, and 20-year-old Alex Burrish of Atlantic was arrested for simple assault. Both men were cited for the offenses and released with orders to appear in court at a later date. The APD said also that 20-year-old Jesse Luft of Villisca was arrested Tuesday for public intoxication. His arrest came just 2 days after Luft was arrested in Atlantic on a charge of criminal mischief in the fifth degree. Luft was being held in the Cass County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. Audubon Police Chief Dave Simonson said Tuesday that his officers arrested two people last week. On Thursday, 53-year-old Patricia Ann Richter of Audubon was arrested for theft in the third degree. And on Friday, 19-year-old Tyler Everett Williamson of Audubon was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and for two moving violations. Richter and Williamson were booked into the Audubon County Jail and held until making an appearance before the magistrate. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday morning identified one of the victims of Monday evening's rollover accident near Underwood. Authorities still have not identified the man who died in the crash, but the other occupant of the car was identified as 33-year-old Kirk Ring of Neola. Sheriff Jeff Danker said both men were ejected from a 2005 Mazda as it rolled into a ditch near the intersection of Railroad Highway and 240th Street just before 5 p.m. Monday. When deputies arrived, Ring was conscious and breathing but suffering from serious injuries. The other man was dead at the scene. Ring was flown by helicopter to Creighton University Hospital in Omaha for treatment of his injuries. The body of the man who died in the crash was transported to the Iowa State Medical Examiner's Office where an autopsy will be performed. Witnesses told authorities the vehicle had been traveling south on Railroad Highway at a high rate of speed prior to the crash. Danker says alcohol is believed to have played a role in the accident, which remains under investigation. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
This is Rick Tasto with Lindeman Tractor at Atlantic. If you drove by our lodge, you can see that we've been doing a lot of trading on planters. We've got several used planters on hand, and we've taken advantage of the discounts that Kinsey offered, so we've got a good selection of new planters to pass along the savings to you. If you're looking to upgrade your planter, stop in and see one of us here at Lindeman Tractor, your Kinsey dealer in Atlantic.
This is Jay from Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic. We've got a good selection of late model trade-in combines. Traded for a lot of good used late model combines. As well, we've got some holdover 2011 Tier 3 New Holland combines. Get in here and take advantage of the low-rate financing or take the cash discounts. Or you can look into pre-order discounts for Tier 4 for your combine next year. No matter what size your operation, whether it be big or small, we'll find a bigger or better model to suit your needs. Call us today at Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements, Mary Jane McKee, age 88, of Stewart, died Sunday. A funeral mass for Mary Jane McKee will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Melford J. Shelley, age 84, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Funeral services for Melford Shelley will be today at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Irene Wilhelmina Malberg, age 87, of Erling, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Irene Malberg will be today at 10:30 at the St. Joseph Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Calvin Vernon Eddie Leaders, age 53, of Council Bluffs, died Friday. Funeral services for Calvin Eddie Leaders will be held today at 10:30 at the Minden United Church of Christ. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Beulah Schultz, age 88, of Greenfield, died Saturday. Funeral services for Beulah Schultz will be this morning at 10:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Maxine Karspecken, age 92, of Griswold, died Saturday. Funeral services for Maxine Karspecken will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Joan Beyer, age 87, of Greenfield, died Monday. Funeral services for Joan Beyer will be on Thursday at 1:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Wayne Hopping, age 83, of Oakland, died Monday. Funeral services for Wayne Hopping will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reekin Beath Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Louis Louis P. Lauritsen, age 88, of Farmington, New Mexico, and formerly of Audubon, died Monday. Celebration of life services for Louis P. Lauritsen will be held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Ronald Rehfeldt of Oakland died Tuesday. Funeral services for Ronald Rehfeldt are pending at the Reekin Beath Funeral Home in Oakland. And Mervyn Schaff, age 95, of Harlan, died Friday. Funeral services for Mervyn Schaff are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Our news was brought to you this hour by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues.